B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy, how are you?
Everything's great.
Okay. Well, then what can I do for you, buddy?
Is Junior there?
Yeah, he's over there. I don't know if he's busy. Junior, are you busy, or can you talk to Billy?
I mean, I'm busy producing a show.
Jeez.
I mean, and then we have this kid calling in.
Billy, hold it. Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah.
You're 12.
I know.
Where'd you get him?
Some guy.
Some guy?
You know that's illegal, right?
Whoever slept here last night left him here.
Okay. Junior's here. As you can hear, he's already got an attitude about you.
Because every time this little bitch calls, it's always berating me. This little 7-year-old child.
He's 12. How dare you?
He sounds like a 7-year-old.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. At least I don't sound like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, you punk-ass little...
he does. He gets that a lot.
No, I don't.
People sound to say he sounds like Kermit.
You know, I never really noticed it until he brought it up himself.
Yeah, he did bring it up himself because they're text messages.
There was about like 10 of them in a row with just pictures of Kermit the Frog.
That's funny.
Oh, it's super funny, super funny.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed in the show today.
You're disappointed in the show? What's going on, Billy? What did we do wrong?
Oh, you didn't do anything wrong. I was listening yesterday, and I was really looking forward to hearing the rules on how to be a good producer, and you guys decided not to.
Yeah,
and
I thought I might learn
something.
I wasn't going to bring him in. He's been through enough.
You're
Billy.
Not going to learn anything anyways. You were held back a grade.
It's not because he's not smart.
It's because he can't retain information.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for his attitude, Billy. You know, you go through enough hell. And and I think as soon as you finish that smoke, you're hot boxing right now. Don't wait. Light another.
Okay.
That's illegal.
So what? He's at home.
Should call CPS.
What is he's gonna? He thinks you should call CPS. What's that?
Child Protective Services.
I can't wait until the persecution starts. I know who will be ratting me out.
Oh, he'll tell on. Oh, if he'll blab. You know, my lips are sealed on that. I don't know what you're doing.
I'll tell him everything. Right. I'll give him the list.
I know you will, because I read the Bible. I know how this ends.
Don't you want to be reading, like, Marvel Comics or something like that?
Oh, yeah. But they cost money.
Yeah, money your broke ass doesn't have.
Why are you attacking him? I don't think he said anything bad about you.
He's getting ready to. He's gearing up. He always does this. He's winding up. He's winding up right now.
Well, don't you think he's going to wind up a little bit when you go and immediately attack him?
Because I'm getting out in front.
You're getting out in front on a 12-year-old kid.
I'm establishing dominance.
On a 12-year-old.
Why did we even let him through?
You're 28 years old and you're going to establish dominance on a 12-year-old who incidentally has to repeat a year.
Yeah, because he can't retain information.
Oh, that's funny. I always thought you'd be a bottom.
What the hell did you just say to me?
Mr. Dom. Mm.
Oh, yeah, I see where you're getting at. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you read a lot there, don't you, Billy?
Yeah, don't you, Billy? Yeah, you're super smart with all you're reading, huh?
I'm just a kid.
Yeah, he's just a kid.
A 7-year-old bitch.
He's 12.
Whatever.
What I was going to say is I think Junior does a pretty good job, and I was wondering what he thinks makes a good producer.
Yeah, you know what? You could probably bring this back into school and utilize it for some of your classwork and some prep work so you can learn to retain stuff. That's a good question, Billy, and that's why I say you're smart. So, Junior, help the kid out. What makes a good producer?
Well, a good producer is someone that helps drive the show along. I basically carry the show on my shoulders. That's basically what I do. It's like an Atlas stone. Do you know what an Atlas stone is, Billy? Have you been doing your reading?
No.
Of course not. You were held back a grade.
No, but what do you mean? How do you carry it on your shoulders? What does that even mean?
I do all the behind-the-scenes work so that they're not burdened with it. So that frees them up to be creative.
But, I mean, what do you actually do?
That's none of your business, little boy.
But I want to learn.
I could care less. That's why you're in school. You're probably going to be held back another grade.
You're right. It's probably too complicated.
It is too complicated for your little ears.
You know, this kid has been listening to this show every day for a long time.
I don't care, man.
I probably got the wrong idea about what a producer does anyway.
Oh, you did? Why? What do you mean by that, Billy?
Yeah, what do you think a producer does?
Well, I mean, I would just imagine that, you know, when you start your day, that the first thing you should do is to make sure that Haney's workstation is set up with the 360 in his headphones.
Which I do.
You want to make sure that you upload best of show opening bit that will be sent to your email by Stan in MP3 form.
Wow.
That needs to be
yes.
converted to a WAV with an SH designation in the file.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Where do you
Look
have
at
all this information?
This is unbelievable.
Where do you have all this information? That's exactly what I do.
And during the show, I would imagine that you'd probably screen phone calls.
Wow. Come on. That's iffy, Billy.
Yeah, that's iffy. I'll admit that.
During open phone segments and games, I would think you would be responsible for screening the calls and filling out prize sheets from Promo Suite. I just imagine that a daily prize sheet will be provided to Stan at the beginning of the show so he knows what's available for the listener.
Not yes. always. Not
yeah,
always.
Come on.
Not
yeah,
always.
I get it to you.
And then I would just imagine that starting at 4 p.m., a traffic update should be printed and given to Stan twice an hour.
Which I do.
Most times.
Which I do.
Not every time. I have to remind
every time.
Him. I have to remind him sometimes.
No. Continue, Billy.
And then I would imagine that you would find a 3 to 6 minute portion of the show for an end bit. This is a portion of the show other than the newscast that highlights a part of the day. It is tagged at the end with Blue Skies, Every Day's a Gift Drop by Tommy. And then you have to upload that as end bit.
Yes.
And then I would imagine on Wednesday and Friday, because those are Haney bit days, at 4:35 p.m. he will go out to his car and call the hotline. And you have to make sure the connection is clear, and then you have to put him on hold, and then Stan will pick it up as a regular caller. And on those days, this will be used as the show's end bit.
That's right.
Yes, you.
Yeah.
How
do you have this information?
I want to know how you retain that. That is phenomenal. There you go. You just put the other one out, didn't you?
It's smoking another.
How do you retain this stuff?
Yeah, but I didn't get to the most important thing that I imagine would be the most important part of the job.
And? I love this kid so far.
Ask questions, don't assume, and remember, the primary job of the producer is to always make the host look good. This is a must.
You know what?
It
he
was
knows
Dickweed.
It. Oh, he called you a dickweed. You
dickweed?
Yeah, dickweed.
You punk-ass little seven-year-old bitch.
You're the little bitch, and nobody even calls you that.
You just called me it.
No,
literally,
I didn't.
Your last sentence, you called
no,
me a little bitch.
No, I didn't.
I only called you that because you're a little bitch. Nobody calls you that.
You just call me in now.
Nobody calls you that.
Stan and Haney call me a little bitch every time they see me outside.
How dare you?
Why are you trying to look like Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick?
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I haven't even seen you. You probably have one of those stupid little bowl cuts.
From
I'm just a kid.
It's not that hard, is it?
No, I mean, you wouldn't catch me days late on the podcast. People depend on that.
They're uploaded 24 hours later, and if it's a Friday, that Friday show will be uploaded on a Monday. Thank you, good sir.
Yeah, weekend warrior.
Yeah, wouldn't you think, if you were my producer, Billy, wouldn't you on a Friday get that one up as quickly as possible?
Yeah, because some people might want to listen to it on Monday morning on their way to work.
What do you do on the weekends, Billy? Call me a weekend warrior. You just listening to your mom and her boyfriends?
No.
He doesn't eavesdrop.
Usually I'll go around looking for scrap metal and bottles and take them to be recycled so that I have some money.
Yeah, some cigarette money.
No, that's provided to me by whoever is sleeping with my mom.
Yeah, which was me last weekend.
Oh, how dare you! That is so wrong.
Obviously, you've never seen my mom.
Oh, I've seen her. I've seen more than you know, bud.
I didn't think it was possible, but I just lost even more respect for you.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. So we're all sitting here listening to the opener, and it amazes me how something that was done months and months and months ago can still get Junior upset.
It doesn't take much.
He was in the other room throwing his hat to the ground and flipping the bird to the radio.
At recorded material.
Yeah, I just hate that punk-ass little seven-year-old bitch.
Well, we get it. Hey, Stan.
Hey, Haney.
I got a philosophical question for you.
Philosophical?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm not, what? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, it's based on two things.
Yes.
One, we were just having a conversation off the air.
Yes.
About somebody we know that has reached an advanced age.
Yes.
And then there was an article I saw about actor Will Smith.
Oh, did you see this?
Making an appearance on British television. And I guess they were shocked at how young Will Smith looked, and it didn't look like him.
See, so, I saw that. I think so it did.
So my question is, let's say you haven't seen somebody in a while.
Right.
Would you rather be shocked at how young they look and also a little off? Or would you rather be shocked at the natural aging process?
I'd rather be shocked at the natural aging process. Let me, because I know what you're talking about with Will Smith. Because he went on some British TV show and they were shocked at his appearance. Now, I'm looking at this. He does not look that different.
Well, he looks a little more Asian.
No, he doesn't.
And his eyebrows look very surprised all the time.
Yeah, he might have had a little eye work and skin smoothing, but the big difference with him is he doesn't have a mustache anymore. He just keeps the lower goatee,
and the lower goatee is solid black. Yeah. There's no more salt and pepper.
And so he has a different hairstyle.
I think that's just lighting.
No, he's probably had a skin peel.
Botox?
Maybe a little Botox. I don't think he's had anything major. I think they're making a mountain out of a molehill. This is not like a Tom Cruise with the filler in his cheeks. This isn't like a Jackson Brown whose eyes are unrecognizable anymore.
But he looks younger than he did 10 years ago.
Yes, he does. He's got... As men age, I'm not even going to include the ladies. This is I'm not going to get into that. As men age, they get wrinkles, little crow's feet around the eyes, little smile lines, little forehead creases. That's natural aging. Those on him have been removed. Does he look completely different? If you showed me a picture of him, would I not say that's Will Smith? Yeah, I'd say that's Will Smith.
I don't know that I would.
Really? And they're showing you one picture. I know in some pictures that are taken of me, I can say myself, I look damn good, or I look like Fatty Arbuckle.
Like the corpse of Fatty Arbuckle.
Yes.
The camera is very weird with you.
The camera is not kind to me.
And I try to warn you. You know, the rare occasions when I bother to take pictures, and I took a few at your wedding.
Yeah.
And most of them were fine.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, the light would be a certain way, and I'd show it to you and go, you have any problem with me deleting this?
There are certain people, I think I'm one of them, that do not photograph well.
And it doesn't look like you.
And it doesn't look like me. My wife is beautiful. She does not photograph well.
Really? I hadn't noticed that.
She does not photograph well. And that's why I think maybe we've been together almost Almost 5 years, 4.5 years, almost 5 years. And I probably, of she and I, have maybe 3-4 pictures of us together because neither one of us photographed very well. And we'll look at the picture
She's
and go...
She's a beautiful woman.
We'll look at them and go, no, there's no way we're keeping these because we don't photograph well. There are people on the other side of the coin that no matter how they look, photograph well.
You're talking about basically one person, and that's Paris Hilton.
Well, she's one of them.
I thought you were talking about me.
You know what? I think you photograph fairly well. I mean, it's a depiction of you.
Decently, yeah.
I mean, it's nothing to brag about.
What you mean is it's simply an accurate depiction.
It's an accurate depiction.
You know, slack-jawed.
Yeah. Slope-shouldered.
See, Paris...
Spacey stare.
Paris Hilton, if you've ever seen videos of her... I'm not talking about the still pictures, but videos of her at an event. It's like she has an instinct as to when a picture is going to be taken, because she'll be standing there chatting with somebody, and all of a sudden you'll see her completely change position into this model pose.
Well, that's somebody that is aware of the camera. I'm talking about somebody that...
But that's how... You make sure you never get a bad picture.
Right.
Because what you have to do is just act slutty for a second until the shutter closes.
Got to take a break. You know what? And they said this about her. This was back in the 90s. No matter if you take a picture, whether she's aware of it or not.
They loved her in the 90s.
No, I'm not talking. Elle McPherson does not take a bad picture. She could be posing in her swimsuit and model, or she could be on the street, or she could be doing some kind of gardening.
What about suffering from a cold?
She'll still look good, no matter what picture. Pull up a random picture of Elle McPherson. She looks great all the time.
He won't do it.
Oh, yeah, because there's some bikini shots. And...
Oh, well, thanks for warning me. I was about to look it up.
Stan and Haney. Jeez, 96 K-Rock. 96 K-Rock.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where the experts say, we know is, in fact, it's going to be...
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yeah. Stan and Haney.
Well, you can't argue with the expert.
That's right. Coming up on the show today, of course, we'll have the local beat for you. An unbelievable story of deaf people having a rock fly through their windshield. We have... a chance for you to win later on today. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. And it's Thursday, and that means our question of the week. Today's question submitted by Junior.
Can you read what's on the screen there?
Joint Chiefs Vice Chair sounds alarm on China.
Why doesn't anybody ever listen to me?
Yep, you said it years ago. Let's do the grab bag. Stan's audio grab bag and, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And seriously, Junior, out of all the pictures on the web of Elle McPherson...
That's what I told him! He goes and puts... I said when she was younger.
And that picture's not offensive.
No, it's Elle McPherson.
But man...
Well, hold on. I got a better picture.
I would hope so.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on.
You know, who is that?
Why don't you put something up there when she was at least 40?
All right. I apologize. Hold on.
You know what I remember? The damn hips. They went on
she
forever.
She was
oh,
phenomenal.
She does have hips. Yeah. I apologize for that.
Right,
there you go.
Right on.
Not bad for a 60-year-old
grandmother.
Not bad
at all.
She's got some nice thighs, too.
We told you about the news coming out this week that Peacock is doing a documentary series on the rise and fall of Barney the Dinosaur. The phenomenon of the 90s and now nothing.
Barney, at a certain point, and it was early mid-90s, Barney the Dinosaur could do no wrong.
Apparently, one of the things they discovered on the Peacock documentary series was this that came out. Nobody knew about it. They uncovered it. Barney Girl.
Hiya, Donna.
Hiya, Barney.
Want a little tail?
Sure, Barney.
Come on, Donna. Do you wanna?
I'm a Barney Girl, 'cause he rocks my world. I'm a blonde single girl in a fantasy world. Sit me down on your lap, give me a twirl.
Well, I'm a hit with the chicks, they laugh, you should see them. Here's one bone won't be shown in any museum.
Barney, what's wrong?
I got a bone to pick with you, Donna.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that.
What?
Yeah. Now this thing's coming, you wonder why you had that great fall. Documentary will be coming out on Peacock.
I mean, can you hold a giant purple dinosaur to the same standards as everybody else?
It's 2021, Haney.
Well, it sounds like racism to me.
I wouldn't dispute that. Dateline Sturgis, Michigan.
You know what? I'm an ally of giant purple dinosaurs.
You and me both. Sturgis, Michigan. You know, up there in Michigan right now, it's deer hunting season.
Well, nobody works. Nobody's home.
Yep. A pastor and his wife in Sturgis heard some noise going on in the church and came face to face with a 10-point buck that somehow got into the church and started going up the staircase to where the organs were.
It's looking for sanctuary. Everybody's after him.
And it in a church, the thing didn't know where to go. It made one hell of a ruckus.
They don't do well with enclosed spaces.
No, they don't, as you can hear.
Oh, my word! What is happening? That is a buck. No, don't go up there. He went through the window in the auditorium.
He's on a staircase.
Yes!
Yeah, we're not equipped to deal with any wildlife. Did you see the lady with the bat on the windshield?
A bat on the windshield?
Yep. Middle of the day, and this thing was hissing at her. And they got a close-up of it, and it looks like a demon of its face.
Yeah. I want to see that.
Well, I probably should get involved at this point. No, I don't think
so. No, give him a few minutes. I'll let the grab bag go. Because it's not part of the story. I just want to see if he can find the bat on the windshield.
No, he just now got around to the deer in the church.
Okay.
The buck, I'm sorry.
So,
I don't think he heard about the bat.
No. So you're on an airplane, and you hear those chimes go in the cabin.
Ding dong.
A guy is going to tell you what these chimes mean, and one you never want to hear on an airplane. It's the number of chimes that you need to be aware of when you're a passenger and you hear the
chimes.
But
they don't want you to know, right?
No. Here, he'll explain it.
Have you ever heard this sound on a plane before? You ever wonder what that means? A high-low chime like that means that one flight attendant is trying to call the other flight attendant or the flight deck is trying to call us. If you hear three of those, that means it's an emergency, but
three
you
chimes.
Never will have to hear that. And if you hear just one tone like that, that means that a passenger is calling one of the flight attendants from our seat, or they could be calling us from the lavatory over here. Either one.
So here's the thing. Those chimes, you hear three, not good. Man, you know what? I am just dragging. I could really go for a cup of coffee.
You know what? I told you that. Today is just a day where you should sit
it
inside.
My sinuses. I haven't gotten the rest I need.
Hot chocolate. Watch some movies. Yep. Sleep.
You know, I could go brew you a cup of coffee right now.
No, that's garbage.
Are you sure?
Have you taken a look at those coffee pots?
I'll clean it.
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm good. He's a lawyer. His name is Daniel Musick. He used to put out tough guy commercials in Pittsburgh. He's a defense attorney. Used to brag, I think like a criminal. That's how he used to advertise himself. Turns out he was. Musick pled guilty to conspiring to distribute 100 kilos or more of marijuana in possession. Here's one of his old 100 kilos. Here's one of his old commercials.
Consequences. They sure suck, don't they? America was built on freedom, not on a bunch of people with more money than you telling you what you can and can't do with all their stupid laws.
Yeah.
My name is Daniel Musick, and I stand ready, willing, able, and committed to defend you on all manner of criminal charges, including murder, simple and aggravated assault, and possibly even funny throwback crimes such as moonshine. I may have a law degree, but I think like a criminal.
Well, he was good in due time. He pled guilty. What am I looking at, Haney?
Oh, that's the bat on the windshield.
Where's the close-up of its face?
I can't find the close-up, but she's a 28-year-old woman. You know, I think of her like, you know, that girl, you know, yeah, trying to make her way in this crazy world. And she decides that she's going to put on some gloves, get a cardboard box, and that'll get a bat who, for some reason, is fighting to stay on her car in the middle of the day.
So the bat's alive.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, if a bat's doing... That could be rabid.
Exactly.
That's not normal. Bats carry rabies.
And so she decides that she's going to save the bat.
No. 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 No.
And I'm watching her do this, and she's calling it, little buddy, I don't want to hurt you a little bit. Look at it! Look at that thing!
Rabid!
Look at that! That's where the close-up came from. But you can't see it because somebody zoomed in on it. I'll find it.
Appreciate that, Haney.
Because it lets you know what rotten little bastards these things are.
Dateline, Maryland. A man is recovering after driving his car into the Susquehanna River. Luckily for him, it happened during a volunteer firefighter and EMS water rescue training session. So firefighters and EMS were training when the guy literally went into the river and they had to rescue him.
As we were pulling the kayak back on shore and getting the thing set up for some other footage they wanted to get of the boat, a car ran right into the bay right there at the parks. I mean, his eyes were wide. As soon as I got in the water and I'm looking at him through his door window, he was just in a state of shock and unbelief that this had happened. It wasn't his time. It wasn't meant to go. So everything fell together.
Come over here a second. I got it. I got the close-up where you can see what a bat really looks like.
Ah!
The demon.
It's got like a viper mouth.
I want that. Post that footage on there.
I did.
Thank you.
Did you post the close-up?
So everybody can see it.
That's some great anti-bat propaganda.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Daily Mail, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Now, we don't want to go full anti-bat, We're only against bats that want to interact with us.
Correct. And they shouldn't, in the middle of the day, be stuck to your windshield. That's called rabies.
What they should be doing is, around dusk and dawn, is quietly fly around, hoover up mosquitoes, and then go home where we can't see them.
Get a load of this. They've done dramas like a Law and Order episode on this stuff. And now New York's going to make it harder. A new bill introduced in New York State would make it harder for prosecutors to use rappers' lyrics against them in court. You know, kind of like when they're confessing to something and they rap about it. You know about that, Junior.
Oh, I've heard a lot of confessions.
Like this, you couldn't use this in court, like when Eminem was threatening to kill his ex-wife, Kim.
Yeah, by name.
Come on, we're going for a ride. Sit up front. We can't just leave Haley alone. What if she wakes up? We'll be right back. Well, I will. You'll be in the trunk. So long. You did me so wrong. I don't want to go on living in this world.
What a singing voice.
Yeah. Apparently, New York State wants to pass the rule that you can't convict a rapper if he's confessing in a rap song. No, that's art. We're not going to use that as a confession.
Really? I thought that was settled law. Going back to Marshall Tucker v. South Carolina, heard it in a love song, can't be wrong. The yeah. judge agreed.
Yeah.
If you heard it in a love song, it can't be wrong.
Let's wrap things up with real life.
Well, that's subjective these
days. Caller in,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. A caller in Philly was so upset about Ben Simmons from the 76ers that he didn't care that someone ran into him, hit and run. He had to go on the Philly radio show to talk about how mad he was about the 76ers player. Listen to this. This was live, on the air, sports talk station in Philly.
Hi, James.
Angelo, morning team. How y'all been?
We're doing great, James. What's on your mind, bro?
Not bad. Someone just hit my car.
Oh, no.
Not bad.
You just got hit?
Yeah, they're driving off. It's okay.
What?
Oh, no, what? No. Yeah,
what's your license plate?
Get your license plate.
Anyway.
I'll write it down. I'm going to get a license plate.
I'll get a lawyer for you. Read the license plate over the radio.
No. Oh, yeah, that's wrong. They shouldn't do that.
They swerved into my lane. No way. Anyway, I was calling about Ben Simmons.
What?
You just got in a car accident? You called about Ben Simmons?
Oh, that's an accident.
Yeah, because he annoys me more than someone hit my car and driving off.
Jeez.
We can't go any further south.
No, we can't. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the local beat for you. An amazing story down in Collier County. You know how we're complaining about what it's like on I-75 all the time? A couple of people nearly died because of a truck in front of them carrying a loose load, and something flew out of that truck. They're still looking for the truck, and two tourists from Vermont are lucky to be alive.
You need to respect trucks on the road.
Yep.
Because I'm going to tell you a little secret. Sometimes truckers are hauling loads, and they don't even know what they are.
Oh, that's true. Well, this wasn't like a Mack truck. This was like a dump truck or a pickup truck that had something flying out of it.
Oh, well, that's just a matter of we need to produce more bungee cords in this country.
Speaking of that, I was coming to work today. Snapped off bungee cord right in the middle of the road. You know somebody dropped a load?
Well, dropped a load. Right in front of
Not
you.
Not a turd load.
Well, I didn't say what they were hauling.
We'll be back.
Just said we need more bungee cords in this country.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
And tarps.
Yeah.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the broadcast. Gonna have the local beat for you in just a second. Give you a chance to win in about 25 minutes. We'll play what's on the list later on today. Our question of the week, submitted by Junior. We're gonna talk about this couple from Vermont that had the rock hit them.
I want to ask you a question.
Hold on, but let me just, real quick, I want to get to the Absolute Law text line.
Fine.
Because it happens. Couple of things. Absolute Law text line. Guys, I was on my motorcycle driving to Naples from Fort Myers on 75. A truck dropped a ladder off the back of its truck. Luckily, it spun and just missed me. Absolute Law text line. You guys are talking about trucks. There right now, big wreck, multiple trucks and cars involved, Immokalee and Logan in Naples. So be aware of that. It's just, it's...
never a good day when we have to start traffic early.
Correct. Yes, sir.
How would you feel if on your private phone...
yeah.
Out of the blue,
yeah.
You start getting calls and texts harassing you from Meghan Markle.
What? Are you getting texts from Meghan Markle?
No, thank God. My hair would be on fire if I did. And my only communication with her would be, who gave you this number?
Right.
Well, Senator Kristen Gillibrand thought it would be a good idea, because she's Meghan Markle, to give her the phone number, private cell phone numbers for United States senators, so that she could call and convince them to vote a certain way.
That's incorrect. Isn't there some law?
And the senators start getting these calls, and it's the same thing. Who gave you this number?
Yeah.
But Meghan Markle is so oblivious and thinks everybody loves her.
Nobody loves her. I love Kate Middleton.
Yeah. Isn't she the...
she is...
the epitome.
She is just beauty personified.
And grace.
And Haney, grace. Well, why do you make fun when I go and commend a Kate Middleton, a Princess Kate?
She just looks fake, dude.
She looks fake?
She looks fake?
She just looks fake. Meghan Markle's hot, bro.
See, you can't.
Like, those are my dream girls, AOC, Meghan Markle. Give me a night with both of them, boom.
Meghan Markle,
boom for you,
is a 40-year-old mother.
Yeah, how dare you?
Whatever. No, I'm not picky, dude.
And yeah. AOC is so ridiculous.
A dime piece?
What?
Continue.
What's he saying?
A dime piece.
What that means?
Yeah, what does dime piece mean?
You got to speak in his own language. What that mean?
What that mean, dog?
What's it mean?
She hot.
Don't, you know what? I'm in a good mood. Don't make me shut off your mic with that kind of talk.
Have you seen?
You can shut off my mic. I don't care.
And to think you were going to buy that car. I can't believe it.
Out of the goodness of my heart, Stan.
We're working out a deal right now.
We're working out a deal?
Yeah, price went up.
Yeah, because it's virtually got all new parts.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. And did you see the cartoon that the big hubbub was about?
Yes, and he got censured, and he put it right back up.
Yeah, I looked at that cartoon.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just me, but what's the big deal?
There isn't any big deal. There isn't. It's what people want to perceive it to be.
Now, I think it could have been done much better.
Yeah.
It wasn't very well done.
It was a pretty cheesy one.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, because I heard about it, you know, all day yesterday, where they're censoring the congressman and all this. And then last night I'm reading and goes, and here's the video that it's all about, which I hadn't seen. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's what this was about.
Yeah. Oh, let's do a local beat. I feel for these people, these two. This comes to us from Wink News. Headline reads, Vermont couple sharing story of a rock smashing through their windshield in Collier County. And I mean a good-sized rock.
Well, it says right on the truck they're not responsible for it.
Right. A couple on vacation from Vermont have an unbelievable story after a rock fell off the back of a truck and bounced through their windshield. It happened on Tuesday. Will and Amira, I love this these names. Will and Amira Pendlebury. Will and Amira Pendlebury say it was a lot to process for them. They were traveling on I-75 in Collier County when the rock dislodged from a pickup truck and came flying towards them.
Now, when I think of Vermont, I think of Canadian Light. Is that right?
No, not really. It's very New England. Great maple syrup. I've been to Vermont a few times. It's nice.
I just have the image that they're not Canadians. They're no. Americans.
Yes, they are.
But they're sort of like Canadians.
You could. All right, I'll let you get away with it.
I don't know.
Will and Amira.
I'm just saying that's my image.
Will and Amira Pendlebury.
Gentle people.
Yes. Will and Amira Pendlebury say it was a lot to process. They were traveling on I-75 in Collier County.
Oh, damn.
When the rock dislodged from a pickup truck and came flying towards them. The rock hit Amira in the shoulder, where it now looks like she has road rash.
That is not a small rock.
She also has glass spray all over her and has a ton of little cuts from the tiny chards, but she's happy this wasn't a whole lot worse. Signs are a big part of the Pendlebury's world. Why? It's how they communicate, because Will Pendlebury is deaf, completely deaf. And this rock, let's put it this way, as the writer in this story says, a sign they couldn't ignore.
Oh, that's good
writing.
Isn't
that good writing?
Yeah. Couldn't resist it, could you?
Amira said, I think for me, it's just remembering that all of the small moments just really matter.
I wonder if that writer was pleased with him or herself.
I think I'm reading this, and I could be completely wrong. I think it's a woman writer.
A sign they couldn't ignore. That's pretty good. You know what? I'm going to treat myself to a coffee and then finish it.
When the rock smashed through the windshield on I-75, Amira said, I had like no idea what had just happened. I didn't see the rock. I didn't know where. I didn't know what. I didn't know anything that had hit us. It was like it just felt like something dropped from the sky. The rock dropped from the back of a white pickup truck. Will, who's deaf, saw it happen and said it was scary. Amira translated Will's signing, saying the cop was happy that we didn't swerve because the rock could have hit us more straight on, or we could have rolled our Jeep over. Amira said, I could have died. It could have been really, really bad. They claim they can laugh it off now. They say instead it makes a really good story. One that they claim they'll never forget about their vacation to Florida.
Yeah, that's what they'll take back with them to Vermont and tell all their friends and neighbors.
Well, you're on the right track. Amira said, we're lucky and very thankful to be able to hang out with our family today after that incident. She said, The Rock is going back to Vermont with us. They said they'll put it in their bags. The extra weight is worth it. Now all they ask is that drivers, and here's a tip that we always stress here on the Stan and Haney Show. All they ask is that drivers with pickup trucks be extra mindful to tie down loose things in the back of the bed so it doesn't happen to anyone else. Look, Amira, it's happening right now somewhere on I-75. Mm-hmm. Something is flying around.
Mm-hmm. It's just usually they're not that large.
The Florida Highway Patrol is still looking for the pickup truck that The Rock flew out of. So they're looking. I was behind a dump truck. This was several years ago.
I wonder
ago.
What would have propelled a rock
a
that
bump?
Large.
Something.
Yeah.
I was behind a dump truck a few years ago. And you know the metal signs that are on the side of the dump truck? They got the company sign. It's like almost like spot welded on either side. They're not plastic. They're steel signs. One of them flew off and went right into my windshield.
Oh, one of those signs that says not responsible for...
Yeah. Yeah.
Flew right into you.
Yeah. Let me see here. Let me see if there's anything. People responding to Junior, as we would expect. Because he opens himself up to this. I'm not a congressman. Maybe I should make an AOC cartoon for Junior.
I wouldn't mind.
That just shows you how soaked his brain is in propaganda. For him to name the two women he finds most desirable, and his answer is Meghan Markle and AOC.
Yeah.
Please turn off Junior's microphone for the love of God.
They just don't want to hear the truth. That's it.
That's why I call her Markle Ono.
Seriously, she has destroyed Prince Harry. He had all the goodwill in the world until he got with her.
He brought it upon himself.
These comments.
Oh, yeah, he did.
These absolute law text line. These comments coming from Mr. Skinny Jeans. Yeah.
Good one.
You know what? He doesn't wear those anymore.
It's been about 2-3 years since I wore skinny jeans.
Can't.
Fixed it.
I can't fit in them anymore.
He can't.
Oh, it just looks bad.
Yeah. Well, it became.
Did you realize that it looks bad?
It became apparent to him.
It became apparent.
Good man. Yeah. At least you're making progress.
When the top half, you know, really outweighs the.
Well, when your
half,
shape
you know?
Looks like Hank Hill.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
We'll be back. We're going to give you a chance to win when we come back.
Bobby?
We'll play stands.
Seriously.
What's on the list?
Not even like an Emily Ratajkowski would appeal to you.
She's
more than
hot.
Those two.
Who? The one I just pulled up pictures of?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Versus, who the hell is that?
Versus Meghan Markle and AOC.
Emily Ratajkowski?
Who take a look
see,
at that.
We got to educate this boy. Let's he see. Doesn't even know what's out there.
Because that's called real beauty.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that smokes
oh,
both
isn't
of
that
them.
The one that's porking Pete Davidson?
No, that's no. Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Pete Davidson?
They're friends.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are,
are banging.
Yes.
As we speak, yes.
They're doing the beast with two backs. They're flying united.
Good for you, Pete.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
So can you admit that our girl Emily smokes both of your dream girls.
She's up there.
96.
Yeah, but if you had your choice, would you still want AOC or Meghan Markle? If all three were available.
If all three were available, could I take them at once?
You couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
You'd embarrass yourself. Yeah,
come on.
Bad.
Yep.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wemo.
96 K-Rock.
I just want to make an observation in this studio, and it directly affects people listening to us. They may not know it, but it does. When D-Train was working for us, he had on the monitor, and you remember this, Haney, a slideshow of just beautiful women.
I mean, very calming.
Some we didn't even recognize. And there was probably several hundred that would just go in a slideshow.
Nobody asked him to do that.
He just did it, and you and I were put into just a wonderful frame of mind.
Very tranquil.
Junior, on the other hand, we were just talking about Emily Ratajkowski. You think you'd have a picture up there of her? We were talking about Elle McPherson. He finds the oldest picture, you know, where she's, you know, 60. How about, and then he'll leave pictures up of murderers.
Mugshots.
And then you look over it, and it's been like 2 hours since we talked about something, and it's like, oh my, take the damn stuff off. Why can't you?
What is that we're looking at now?
What is that? Who is that a picture of?
Just a mugshot. I can't remember.
It's an angry-looking woman of color in a mugshot.
Yep.
Put something up pleasant.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't get it. You don't have to look at it. If you're offended by it, I'm sorry. You don't have to look at it. We do. Look, see what he's doing?
Yes, I do.
I don't want to see somebody that's a Mama Cass clone. Yes, you know what? It made for just a nice room.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
We miss you, D-Train.
Yeah. You could earn a lot of points if you just maybe put something pleasant up there for us.
No.
No! What's Stop it!
He just put up a still from WAP. Nobody wants to see it.
I just put phones on lockdown because we're going to play a game right now. This is interesting.
I mean, even like a nice sunset.
That would be great, too.
Just non-offensive things.
Yeah.
Non-offensive sunset.
No, the general term, something non-offensive.
In other words, something that would be very offensive to you that we would enjoy.
Yes.
All right, I'll find
not a non-offensive sunset.
I'll find a non-offensive sunset for you.
Phones,
there you go.
Phones. The lack of respect is just overwhelming.
You know, and I'm being serious about this one, and I think you guys will like it. I apologize for acting out of line. In fact, this will be the theme of today's show.
I'm fine with
that. Is that better? You appreciate that? Okay.
Fine, leave it there.
I'll leave that.
Going to play What's on the List. Here are your prizes.
Why?
I don't want to even have a discussion with him. He's ruining everything.
I apologize for that.
He's just ruining everything. Here are the prizes that we have available for you if you name something on our list. I have $50 to the pewter mug. I have a pair of tickets to a show that is coming to the Barber B Man that is getting a lot of attention. It's the ultimate queen celebration coming to the Barber B Man. It is going to be on December 20th, starring Mark Martel as they do a tribute to the band Queen live in concert. I have $50 to Philly Junction. They're located in Fort Myers. Get yourself a delicious, famous Philly cheesesteak.
That sounds really good.
Doesn't it? I have Everblades tickets, 2 or 4 packs. And if you want a Stan bobblehead, I have that as well. All you have to do is tell me what's on the list. I'll release the phones after I give you the category, and it's a great category. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat, you're not going to get all of these. Because I wouldn't imagine that certain ones would be on the list. But a recent survey was done with all the COVID going around, all of our health professionals. It's going to shock you on some of these things. A recent survey was done that ranked the most unhealthiest jobs in America, meaning it's not good for your health. It's based on several factors. Exposure to diseases, maybe exposure to radiation, chances of minor or major injury, and believe it or not, how sedentary your job is, because a lot of people that have to sit have the risk of blood clots in their legs. So all these factors were taken into consideration when they came up with the unhealthiest jobs in America. I have the top 10. You name one in the top 10, you're going to get a prize. 277-9600. Some of these things will amaze you. Survey done. I've got the top 10 unhealthiest jobs in America.
Now, if I read you right, you're suggesting that perhaps some of these aren't obvious.
Correct. And some I know you're completely not going to get. I think there's maybe one or two that I wouldn't have thought of it, let alone know the name of it. But a majority of them are jobs that you hear every day, and they are the most unhealthiest. Name one, get a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Don.
Don, what do you think's in the top 10 of the unhealthiest jobs in America?
Fisherman.
Fisherman did not make the top 10.
It should.
Did not make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, what do you think made the top 10?
You know what? I don't know why I'm going to go with this, and it might not be on the list, but I just want to say it. Heavy crane operator.
Heavy crane operator would be a good answer. Did not make the top 10. Again, the criteria. Based on exposure to diseases, radiation, the risk of minor and major injuries, and believe it or not, sedentary jobs.
I think this is going to be one of those lists where people overthink.
Don't overthink it. And if you just say doctor or nurse, I will not accept it. Ahoy, who's this?
Karen.
Karen, what do you think is one of the most unhealthiest jobs in America?
Garbage collector.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm just double checking. Okay. Not on the list. You're close, but not on the list. Just want to double check. No, it didn't make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sharon.
Sharon, what do you think made the top 10 of unhealthiest jobs in America?
Coal miners.
Did not make the list.
It should.
It should, with the you know, the black lung. Maybe not enough of them. They're an endangered species. Well, that's too bad. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Mike from Cape Coral.
Mike, what do you think is on the list?
Okay, my first guess was long-haul truckers.
Not on the list. And if you think about some of these that are on there, they're jobs that you should know. You say to yourself, I think I can understand that.
I think that you need to emphasize the front part of the description because everybody is thinking about overt physical danger. And that's only half of the
equation. That's only part. Yeah, you're right. That's only part of the equation. There are, I told you, and what I'm also stressing is that a lot of people with sedentary jobs.
Because you started it with exposure to disease, yep, and things like that.
Diseases, radiation, risk of minor and major injuries. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, what do you think's on here?
Porta potty cleaner.
Well, that's unpleasant.
You know what? I'm kind of going to give it to you. Number nine is wastewater and water treatment facilities that have to go and deal with that toxic stuff. What would you like?
I'm not sure what you have.
I got Pewter Mug. I got the Ultimate Queen Celebration Concert. I've got Philly Junction. I've got Everblades. I got a Stan Bobblehead.
I think I'll do a Stan Bobblehead.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
See, he didn't expect to win. He thought he was just being a smartass.
Yep.
But he won anyway.
Yep. Dealing with wastewater. Water treatment plants. Sewage. Very dangerous. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Fred. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Fred. What do you think's on the list? We already got, like, wastewater management treatment and all that. What else do you think is unhealthiest jobs in America?
Let's go with law enforcement officer.
Did not make the top 10.
That's insane. Okay.
Did not make the top 10. When I tell you that the ones that they didn't get, you'll see why.
That makes no sense.
There's a lot of danger being a law enforcement officer.
I would think that would check every box because you've got the potential for all the physical danger plus a lot of interaction where you'd be exposed to a lot.
Did not make the top 10. Now, I don't have it in front of me, but the full list, there were 25. This is just the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Amaya.
Amaya?
Yes.
Amaya, we have wastewater treatment. What else do you think is on this list?
I'm going to say radiologist.
A radiologist. Let me just be double check. Not in the top 10.
Smart answer, though.
Very smart answer. And you're everybody's on the right track. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
John, what do you think?
I think EMS personnel.
No, did not make the top 10.
You're telling me a porta potty cleaner makes the list, but somebody in the back of an ambulance?
Keep it this way. A lot of your police officers, a lot of your EMS people take the proper precautions to make sure that they stay healthy. There are, and I'm going to even help you, there is some in what could generally be said the medical field, which is far more unhealthy. Far more. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Lori.
Lori, what do you think?
Firefighter?
Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mary.
Mary, what do you think?
I think it's a school bus driver.
Good guess. No. When you hear this list, you're going
to
say,
I can't wait to hear
this. Are you
list.
Kidding me? And then you go, yeah, I could see where that could. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, go ahead.
I'd say pest prevention, pest control guy.
You know, I would think that that would be on there. Did not make the top 10. I'm going to take two more calls, and then I'm going to give you the list. We got one winner already. We had a chance to get a bunch of them. I'm going to take two more calls. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Matt.
Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to go with military personnel.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, you got Eric.
Eric?
All right.
Yeah. What do you think, Eric?
Medical waste collector.
Let me just hold on.
Needles and stuff.
I hear you. Nope. Again, you're in the ballpark.
I thought for sure that's what you were hinting at.
No, I'll take one more, and then I'm going to tell you. Ahoy, who's this?
Kurt.
Kurt, what do you think?
A mortician.
No. Here we go. Recent study was just done and ranked the unhealthiest jobs in America based on...
So this was not a survey. This was a study.
Study. They went and didn't ask people their opinions. They looked into it. And it had this criteria based on factors like exposure to disease, radiation, risk of minor and major injuries, and how much time they spent sitting. Because sitting for too long, take a look at Haney and I, very unhealthy. Coming in at number 10, a surgical assistant. Dealing with the tools and the assisting a surgeon. Number 9, stationary engineer and boiler operators. I didn't expect you to get that. Number 8 was gotten, wastewater treatment and water plant workers. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Histotechnologist. These are people that take tissue samples from diseased people and animals and prepare them for analysis. Didn't think anybody would get that. Now, here we go. Coming in at number 6, unhealthy immigration and customs inspectors.
Oh.
Opening up luggage, checking fluids and people that are immigrating. Number 5. Podiatrists. Dealing with feet. Toe jam. All of that. You go and you have a doctor that goes in and the doctor says, remove your shoes and socks. I'm going in there. Extremely unhealthy. Number 4, veterinarians. Dealing with all kinds of animals, dogs, cats, any kind of animal that might have animal-borne diseases. Extremely unhealthy. Number 3, anesthesiologists. That work in surgery, mixing various gases so that you can sleep properly. Number 3, and this has to do with the amount of travel and sitting that they do, flight attendants. A lot of problems with blood clotting in the legs. They go and fly for 12, 13 hours and no place to go. and it's a health risk. Here is the number one, according to the study that fits all the criteria, the number one unhealthiest job in America is dentists and dental hygienists that have to go into people's mouths, and the stuff goes flying up, gets on them, gets in their face. Dentists and dental hygienists, the most unhealthy job in America. They have to take x-rays of the teeth. They have to go probe around it with infections. They take the drill. I'll tell you, when they took that crown off of me, what was underneath there cleared a room.
Yeah. So when they're hurting you, you give as good as you get.
We're going to take a break.
Hey, maybe that'll make you feel better.
First look at traffic, news headlines.
Oh, you like that, huh? You're hurting me, you son of a bitch. Here, have some of this.
Yeah, and I can imagine it being very unhealthy.
Well, the way they described it to you, at the very least, highly unpleasant.
4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails. Our question of the week, in the 4 o'clock hour.
You wouldn't believe what we found when we took that crown off.
Holy jeez. Well, he gave me fair warning.
Why do they got to tell you stuff like that?
Well, when you detect something that does not smell natural. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Depending on how you drive and your car's condition, you can get incredible mileage from the Goodyear Custom Wide Tread Polyglass tire. But polyglass means more than mileage when your wife has to drive alone. When a woman's at the wheel, Polyglass means more than mileage.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. K-Rock Happy Hour tomorrow, by the way. Maria is going to be at Shuckers. Fort Myers Beach, 4 to 6. Enjoy 96-cent Bud Light drafts, DJ on the beach, and then once the sun goes down, take it inside to the cottage. Going to have live music there. What a great way to kick off the weekend with Maria.
It sure is.
Fort Myers Beach, Shuckers.
Stop by.
Yep, you'll be glad you did. Also scheduled tomorrow on this show, comedian Lewis Black, welcoming him back to the Stan and Haney Show after about a 13-year absence.
It'll be nice to catch up with him.
Yep.
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, it has.
No, it hasn't.
When was... go ahead.
2017.
No, he wasn't on in 2017.
Yes, he was. Because we talked about the election.
Haney, that was the 2008 election.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
Yes.
Was it really?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes.
Time flies. Good luck to you.
Even I knew that.
Welcome to the store.
That was several...
How did he know that? Yeah, he wasn't here.
He probably sees it on the best of.
I ran it as a best of when we were giving away tickets for Lewis Black.
And that was, I think, 2008, too, because yeah. It was...
So we were talking about that election.
Yes.
It was out 2017.
No, it wasn't.
I think he was still on The Daily Show, wasn't he?
He was still doing segments.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was still doing Back in Black?
Yep. That's how long ago it was, Haney. Everything to you is like yesterday. I had to tell you before we went on the air today, our first program director, the first program director that Haney and I...
We shared.
I met him when I was working in Sanford.
You were his boy.
Yep. And I remember when I was working with him in Sanford, he had turned 40. And so I saw on Facebook that he was celebrating a birthday. But he's one of those guys does not put his age up there.
And he was always, this goes back, Stan and I met in 1987 when we were working for this guy. And like you said, he was 40 and we were in our 20s.
Yeah.
So he was always much older than us.
Yeah. We thought, oh, at 40, old man. What life experience.
But let me tell you, at 40, he could hang with us.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
I wished him a happy birthday. And like I said, he doesn't put his age up on like social media. I said, Al, let me just ask you straight up, how old of a man are we? He just celebrated his 75th birthday. And I went and I started to shudder.
And he's still doing
this. And he's still doing this at 75.
Is he on a top 40 station?
No. It's a long story. I don't want to bore the audience.
What format?
He does classic rock. He worked for iHeart for many, 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 many years. And it was probably about 6 or 7 years ago he was finally let go. He was out of radio for a couple of years, couldn't live without it. And there was this major company, and most people will know it. You know, I'll throw it out. It's called Colossal Radio. And it is a full staffed internet radio company. Their studios put ours to shame. And it's fully staffed, and he hosts a midday show on Colossal.
To show you how times have changed, we've worked for the Beasleys, you since, what, 91?
Yep.
And we would, what are we, considered like a mid-sized corporation?
Yes. Well, they say mid to large market because they got Detroit and Philly and...
But I'm talking about the corporation.
The corporation, yes.
And our program director has been working for mid and major corporations.
Yes.
Since then. But at the time we all met up, we were working for a dentist and his idiot son.
Yep. Dentist wanted to give his idiot son something to do. Made him the general manager of the radio station. One of the dumbest human beings I ever know.
If it wasn't for his wife, I don't think he could have kept it afloat long enough to flip it.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
And the dentist's son was like a 30-year-old guy, but he always wore a suit and had a pipe in his mouth.
Yeah, he smoked a pipe. What the? Does the word dork come to mind? Fort Myers, hit and run, Palm Beach Boulevard and I-75. Now, I don't know if this one's related. I'm not sure. We got a crash, 12,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. Lehigh Acres, crash, Lee Boulevard and Harry Avenue North. And in Estero, a crash, Corkscrew Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is. He's got today's headlines. He's going to tell you what's coming up in less than an hour.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
A I saw this the other day, and I'm glad to have this in a form where I can bring it to you succinctly and accurately. I bet you've never thought about this. What is the fastest thing the human body can do?
I don't know. What? What?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay. Snap your fingers.
We'll tell you why.
In less than an hour.
Oh, it's time for the Worst Passwords of the Year Awards.
Oh, I always look forward to those.
I know you do. Aw.
Aw.
Heartwarming story.
Aw.
A man in Arizona played high school football in the 90s. And earned it, but his mom couldn't afford his Letterman jacket.
Aww.
Well, years later, there's been a bit of a twist of fate. And finally, a 59-year-old Florida woman was arrested on Halloween for DUI, and she tried to escape, but her escape plan probably would have taken a decade to come to fruition, and worse than that, she got caught doing it.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is so very important. Four o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Someone invented a device that allows your dog to call you when you're not home.
Go lie down. Don't make me.
It's cleverly called the dog phone.
Give me a break.
And I know how you dog owners are. You know, they don't like to be away from you.
No.
But they got to learn.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs your dog is way too into you.
Top signs your dog is way too into you.
Whenever he does his business in front of you, you can't help but notice it's shaped like a heart.
Oh, 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 hey. Hey. Oh. Who loved you? Who loved you?
I was starting to wonder if that had an end. When you walk by, she bumps a puppy aside to offer you a fresh nipple.
No, no, no. Leave me alone.
You taught her to sit, shake, and roll over.
Yeah.
Somehow she taught herself to cyber stalk.
Oh my God.
He pees a little bit every time he sees you. A lot like Grandpa.
It's like a party. I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
She's so protective, she took you to get microchipped.
Shut your bitch ass!
You know, he almost makes up for how much the cat hates you.
Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, my God.
Shut up! Quiet. Shut up. Shut up.
You throw a tennis ball, and she comes back with a note that says, "Never leave me."
Oh. Oh.
Oh, hell no.
And finally, the very top sign your dog is way too into you.
Yes.
When you arrive home from work, she licks your face. then gently removes your shoes, fixes you a cocktail, and turns on SportsCenter.
In a perfect
Jakey,
world.
Daddy's going to be home soon, and I'll give you big old kisses.
Jeez. Did we get any emails today?
We did.
Elvis has left the building.
That told you there was baby. Something not right with yesterday.
Well, everything's like yesterday to me, when all my troubles seem so far away.
We were talking yesterday about the kid that tried to climb the radio tower here, and Junior thought he was just doing it to get a selfie.
Well, you know, there are daredevils out there.
Paul writes, I got a new name for a selfie. A lonely.
He was all by himself. It makes sense.
Yeah, a lonely.
Well, have you seen some of these videos of Russian kids?
Yeah, I know.
They'll do crazy stuff.
Yeah, they're falling off the side of buildings and stuff.
Yeah, but that's not illegal there.
No, they encourage it. It's from Scott. I started reading all of these articles that were telling me that, in fact, Kamala Harris has been doing an excellent job as vice president.
Ugh.
From what I understand, shortly thereafter, I had somewhat of a mental breakdown and started telling people that my name was Edward from Dusseldorf.
What?
And that I'd ruin the Edison foot race. And when I wasn't saying that, I guess I was singing Ramblin' Man by Bob Seger over and over. Thankfully, it sounds like you two guys might have the fix for me of these three things. No worries, though. I took a mental health break and bought some stuff on Amazon, and I immediately felt better. I also had some time to look through Cameo in the hopes that Junior's account had finally been approved.
That's in process.
So I could send my friends and family some holiday wishes from Junior himself. But I guess not. Maybe D-Train has one. I'll check. Anyway, love you guys, Junior 2, signed Scott.
I'm like the second to last page.
Speaking,
you just gotta scroll through.
Speaking of Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Do you know what's been uncovered about her past?
What? I know that she dated a television celebrity.
Yeah. Well, I knew that she had, quote-unquote, dated Willie Brown, who set her up with a career in politics and government.
But there's somebody else.
She dated. Do you want to say it?
Oh, go ahead.
She dated Montel Williams.
Yeah, Montel. And he introduced her to the paparazzis.
Now, Montel, wasn't he a guest on this show?
More than one time. Montel used to come on quite a bit.
Wonder if we still have his number somewhere.
Can I say that we probably don't for one reason?
The calendar got lost?
No. Oh, no. He tried to help out a particular person that was on the show at this time. At the time we had him on.
Yeah.
And he never took advantage of it. And Montel went above beyond.
Yeah.
He went and called him off the air, went and gave him all kinds of connections and places to get the help that he needs, wanted to go and help him through it.
Mm-hmm.
But that person never took advantage of it, and that was the last time we had Montel on.
Barney.
This is from Charlie. Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Charlie from Lake Placid. Like you, I am confounded by the spanking reel of hot women who have gone out with Pete Davidson.
Oh, it's crazy.
Haney can appreciate this conspiracy theory. The hot women decided to get together and come up with a way to screw with celebrity guys to keep them on their toes. they decided to pick a low-level talent, goofy-looking, personality that is lacking, and prospects for success are next to non-existent. It's a rite of passage for the cabal of women to go out with him. He's too dumb to know better and probably wouldn't care if he did. He's a useful idiot for these women. If this guy can have them, anyone can be on, anyone can if you're on your best behavior. Or he's just got a huge private part. Signed, Charlie.
Yeah, still a mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Guys, yesterday I had to have some routine lab work done. And in the process, I realized how much information they have on me. It dawned on me that they have all of that information. What must be the... Can you please turn on a light? I'm sorry, it is so dark in here. I cannot see. Thank you. At least for the... It doesn't go any dimmer than that. It dawned on me that if they have all this information on me, what must the government know? And that, my friend, scares the hell out of me. And it should scare you, too. Maybe it's time to go dark. What do you think, Haney? Should we go dark?
You can't.
You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
I could not see the words on the page.
The only way we will go dark, Guardian, is when the Chinese let loose with the EMP. And then we'll be dark for a decade.
Yeah. And it's not your choice. Our question of the week.
No, they've got it now.
Okay,
Haney.
Where
you can't.
Biden and him are calling each other old friends.
Well, you can't live in today's world without electronics. You can't now.
Yeah. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news in about 25 minutes. It is a Thursday. And that means it's time for our question of the week. You have the right answer, and we want to hear your answer to our question of the week. It is a phone interactive event. It's not a yes or no answer. To answer our question of the week, 277-9600. After I ask the question, I'll release the phones. We'll do some traffic so that you can pick up the phone and dial, and then you can answer our question of the week. It was submitted today by Junior. Here is our question of the week, 277-9600.
We're not going to do where do babies come from again, are we?
No, not that one. This is a pretty good one.
Why is Stan mean?
And when I go and I sampled it, everybody has a story. More than one.
So it's legitimate.
Yes, it was a very good one.
I'm proud of you, Junior.
He came into the office and he said, I would like to contribute a question of the week. Here it is. Because I got a ton of them. What's one of the most awkward situations you have ever been put in? It could be in business. It can be in love. It can be another social situation. It could be at a party. It could be any. You're put in an awkward situation. And most times, you don't forget it. What is one of the most awkward situations you have ever been put in? 277-9600. Phone lines are released. We'll send it around the room. Take your calls. Let's do traffic first, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Starting North Fort Myers, got a crash North Cleveland Avenue and Pine Island Road. Fort Myers, crash Park Meadows Drive and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney in the news. We've all been put in them, those awkward situations, whether it be social, love, business, public or private. What's one of the most awkward situations you have ever been put in? Mine is a world famous story that I probably haven't told in years, but you remember this story. And I don't remember a situation where I felt more awkward. I was in college. I was dating a Orlando TV news girl.
We all got one of those.
And it was Christmas time. And I,
you know, it's terrible to say, but there are certain people throughout your lifetime,
yep,
especially women, where you can look back and say, honestly, I would be so much better off, yeah, if I'd never met this person.
And so I'd been seeing her throughout my college life. It was Christmas time. I wrapped up all of her gifts, and I was going to go over to her place and surprise her. I had a key. And so I had them. Oh, they were stacked up. There were clothes and electronic equipment and all that stuff I was going to go and give her. And I go up to her door. I put the key in the door, and I go and put the gifts under the Christmas tree.
How thoughtful, Stan.
Get it all arranged. And I hear something in the bedroom. I walk in there, and she's in there with another guy, and I'm standing right there. How to do?
It's me, Stan.
I think I looked at her. I said, enjoy your gifts and what else you're enjoying. And I walked out.
That's a Stan. Yeah. A rattled Stan line.
Hope you enjoy your gifts. Haney, awkward situation.
Well, I've told it so many times, but it doesn't make it untrue. The time that I walked into the wrong house.
Yeah. Going over to our program director's birthday party, Haney didn't get the address just perfectly and walked into somebody's house.
I was close.
Made yourself right at home.
Yep.
It was a few doors down. Junior, you came up with the question. Awkward.
The time I pooped my pants at my friend's house. I said, I think we were playing like a card game or something. I said, I got to get up, go to the bathroom. And I farted on the way to the bathroom. Only it wasn't a fart. I pooped my pants.
Didn't you also poop your pants at a bar?
Yes. That was the second time I pooped my pants as an adult. And so, yeah, anyways.
Multiple times pooping your pants as an adult.
I pooped my pants three times as an adult. One was recently.
Oh, God.
And, so I pooped my pants, and then I went to the bathroom, and I noticed it was, you know, not in me anymore. And so then I walk out of the bathroom really fast, and I said, I got to go. And I just bolted out the door. And
what'd you do? Go home?
Yeah, I had to sit in it in my car. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. What's one of the most awkward situations you have ever been put in? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Nancy.
Nancy, what's one of the most awkward situations you've ever been put in?
I was at a pool party one time, and I'm sitting in the hot tub with some other people. I don't know all of them. And I had a swimsuit on, I think was a little bit too threadbare, perhaps, to be wearing any longer. When I went to get up off the stair, my entire backside of my swimsuit shredded and opened up like a nylon.
Oh!
And I had to slowly back out of the pool and beg someone to quickly get me a towel And the rest I don't remember because I was it was a walk of shame out of the pool party.
You were mortified.
I was mortified.
Let me ask you this, though. Did everybody around the pool applaud?
I think I got a little round of applause.
All right on. Appreciate the call. Thanks. That's a good one. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan, how you doing? I'm going to stay anonymous.
Okay, you're going to, if you wish, you can stay anonymous. Most awkward situation you've been in.
Okay, the situation was when I was younger, I was working at a company that used to make microfish. You and I are around the same age, so you probably remember putting little you put little writings on the cards, maybe not.
Yeah.
But there were two girls there that I was friends with. And what happened was is that everybody else went out to lunch, and it was just me and the two girls. And one of the girls came up to me and said, me and my friend want to have sex in the bathroom right now. And I was so taken aback, and I was young. I said, oh, you guys are just fooling around. She goes, no, I'm serious. We really want to do it right now. And I didn't do it. That was one of the...
Oh, come on! Haney, what's the motto? And it's true.
You can never regain a lost... And it doesn't matter... what the circumstances are. I mean, that's extreme. But he knows you'll think about it the rest of your life.
Opportunity lost.
You will remember that over the times you were successful.
Yep.
You can forget those, but you never
forget a lost.
Mm. It'll stick with you the rest of your life.
277-9600. Question of the week, what's one of the most awkward situations you've ever been put in?
It's like if you're a cornerback in the NFL and you got tape after tape of you picking it off, running it in for a touchdown, the times you got burned.
Yep.
Those are the ones you remember.
Time you get butterfingers right there in the end zone.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jake.
Jake, what's one of the most awkward situations you were ever put in?
Well, okay, so it wasn't a personal experience, but me and some friends, there was like 8 or 9 of us or so, we're at a friend's house, and this friend just recently, not recently, like 6 or 8 months ago, he broke up with his like longtime girlfriend, and he told us that he broke up with his longtime girlfriend, when in reality, she was going away, to like another country for college or something like that, and they had like a really bad fight like before she left. So I guess in his mind he thought that they were like broken up. Her mind, they weren't broken up. So anyway, fast forward to this like dinner that we're having, and we're all like sitting at the table, you know, hanging out, whatever. And she came home or to his house and was going to surprise him that she showed back up. And he was like totally oblivious to this. She unlocked the door with the hidden key that she remembered where it was, walked in, and we were like, obviously we all like stood up and turned around because there's like a stranger walking into the house, and we see that it's her, and she sees the new girlfriend that he's with, and like, he starts freaking out, she starts freaking out, they're like, it's like a total big fight, we're like still there, like sitting down, like, what do we do? And, like, apparently, like, all of her furniture was, like, still there. So she's, like, ripping all of her furniture and, like, throwing it outside.
That's awesome.
And, like, the plates that we were eating on were apparently, like, a gift from her mother.
Appreciate the call. 277-9600. Got time for a few more. What's one of the most awkward situations you have ever been put in?
I like that call because he was not a participant in this.
Observer.
He was a guest.
Oh, that's fun. Awkward, but fun.
Look who's here. Oh, boy. What to do?
I guess I can tell this story because evidently
statute of limitations?
No, evidently my wife told it to Junior when they worked together for a brief period of time when she got him.
She was his boss.
Yes, and she got him a job.
She wasn't my boss. She was my coworker.
She got you a job.
That means she's your boss.
She didn't get me the job. I knew the owner.
I'm
not going to ask how.
I see where you get that.
She was in high school. This haunts her to this day. She was in high school, and there was a guy that she was kind of smitten with. And evidently, he reciprocated with interest and came up to her and said, hey, maybe you'd like to go and get a bite to eat or go and hang out a little bit. And she was like so excited. Oh, I'd love to do that. And she went and told all her friends, you know, whatever his name was. Steve asked me if I would like to go. And
big man on campus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so she accepted, met up with him, and he was there with his girlfriend.
She told me a different one.
Oh, which one did she tell you?
It was about a local bar. I'm not going to say it on the air.
Okay, good. Yeah. I want to know afterwards.
Yeah.
She
just told me it was very awkward.
I don't like the idea that Junior knows something about your wife you don't.
I might, but, well.
I don't like that at all.
See, my wife is very caring because Junior was probably giving her a sob story and came up with something to make him feel. More comfortable.
And then she feels that it would be polite to reciprocate.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever helps you sleep at night, bud.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Beth. How you guys doing?
Hi, Beth.
I hear you calling.
What's one of the most awkward situations you've ever been put in?
Well, back in 1989, I was living and working on Sanibel Island.
Oh, beautiful.
And, yeah, we got married there and decided to have our reception at Kathy Bell. And as part of that package, we got accommodations that night. So that was awesome because we had a lot of friends and family and
sure.
out of state.
Sure.
So we stayed at Kathy Bell and told everybody, hey, come to the pool the next day. Let's have mimosas. Let's party. We're just going to carry on the celebration. So we did. And I decided I'm going to do a flip off the diving board, right? And I've got this cute little string bikini. It's a tube top, though. So I do the flip. I get up out of the water.
Love a tube
top. I'm walking on the pool deck. And my husband is, like, pointing to his chest. And I'm getting some whistles and some whoop whoops. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm looking fine today. And then I see this mom, like, throw her hands over her little boy's eyes. And I look down. And my bathing suit top was around my waist.
You know what? And I said,
and she thought this was an appreciation for the dive.
As I said to the previous caller, I mean, at least she got some whistles and maybe a little applause and stuff. So that had to make you.
I heard that story, and I thought I got to call then and let her know she's not alone.
Now, would you recommend that as a great way to start the marriage?
I was highly impressed. Even my entry was good. Like, there was very little. Yeah.
Appreciate the call. All right, we're out of. Damn it, we're out of time. If you'd like to answer
starting
our question.
Starting things with a bang there.
Yeah. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, don't text me because I'm not going to be able to read them. Email us and I'll be able to read them on the air. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com. What's one of the most awkward situations you have ever been put in? Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Amy.
96 K-Rock.
Yeah. 1974, that's when it happened.
Yeah. All because of this lewd, lascivious rock and roll. That, incidentally, if you don't know who that is, that was Preacher Jack Van Empe.
That was Dr. Jack Van Empe.
And his wife's name was?
Rexella?
Rexella Van Empe. And he was on TV through, like, the early 2000s, I think, at least through the 90s, where he'd be on some off-channel.
So he did live to hear rap music.
I think he might have.
Because if he was worried about rock music in 1974.
Jack and Rick Silla.
I can't imagine he could abide rap.
The Empies.
The Van Empies.
Van Empies. Junior, look that up. See if Jack Van Empe and Rick Silla Van Empe are still alive.
And he had the greatest announcer with the biggest ballsy voice. In Canada.
How do you spell his name?
Jack. J-A-C-K.
Jeez. I'm talking about the last name.
Van,
I know how to spell Jack.
V-A-N. M-P. E-M-P-E.
I-M-P-E.
I-M-P-E. Jack Van Empe.
See, you can't even spell it.
Well, you found it, didn't you?
Yeah. Call him a name. He deserves that. Call him a name.
He died in 2020, right before the lockdown.
Really? What about Rexella, his wife?
Call him a name.
Call who? Him a name?
Yeah.
I ain't going to call him a name.
He deserves it. You're going to make me do
it?
Why do
I deserve
it? Call him a name.
You friggin' nutcracker.
All right, dick.
See, he can't play.
Where is Rexella?
I call him a nutcracker. And he calls me a dick. That is so boring.
Stan said that's what people call you.
That is so weak.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
You think he'd come up with something good.
She's still alive.
Rexilla's alive.
Yeah, she's alive. 88 years old.
Friggin' flat iron.
Friggin' jackball.
See, he can't. He can't do it. Friggin' bowling ball over here.
Yeah. Coconut friggin' head.
Yep.
Freaking wing flapper.
Hey, no, that's used.
He uses just street slang and what we've taught him.
Yeah.
He can't come up with anything on his
own. You know what? Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. Go ahead, fire away.
Oh, you want me to call you another name?
Go ahead, yeah. Fire away.
Fart face.
You mouse licker.
You nice fellow. Go ahead. Try again.
What does that mean?
Go ahead.
Me Chinese, me play joke.
You're a great guy. There you go. Kill him with kindness. That's what it is.
I don't know what it is. He snapped a rod right there.
I'm buttering up so I can get another honeybee.
Has he hit you up for money?
Not yet.
Well, what he's done is allowed some time to pass with the money that he owes me so that I'll slowly forget that he owes me.
Well, he owes me $2.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You owe me $2. Look what time it is.
You said 4 o'clock.
Times
4 o'clock.
By 4 o'clock.
Times that by 100.
He said, how much you want to bet Haney
comes... Oh, that's right. I did lose the bet.
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
You're right.
How much you want to bet Haney comes in today and it's going to make me go get him smokes? I said, I don't have much money on me. I got $2. I'll bet you $2 he does not ask you to do that. We'll let it go till 4 o'clock. You owe me $2.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Because I know you.
No, you don't. I win.
You do win.
That's disappointing. Is that what you talk about when I'm not around?
No, he was talking to me. He said, you know, I have the feeling that Haney is going to come in today and ask me to go get him cigarettes. I said, how do you know that? Well, what do you think? I said, I don't think he's going to ask you to go get him cigarettes. You want to bet on that?
I woke up this morning with the gut-wrenching feeling.
I said, he's not going to ask you to do that. That's not until tomorrow.
Exactly, Stan. He's not even grateful.
Nope. Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. One thing on the board, it's Fort Myers. Hit and Run.
Oh.
Hatchie Vista Lane and Cal Cove Drive.
Old knob slobber over here.
Wherever that is. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in just a little bit. Mark Haney and the news.
Are we going to have any more peeps out of old chess piece face?
You're just being a bully right now.
Brought
dude.
To you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. It starts right now.
You're right. I'm just flexing
time.
Now.
Yeah,
you're time before
you're bullying.
Cable.
You're flexing?
When the local anchorman.
What are you, 26?
Yeah, brah.
You're steamrolling.
You even work out?
When people you ain't even got that drip, dog.
Thank God.
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
You table chair carpet head. Yeah!
I feel like I'm in the fifth grade in 1946.
Martini. Well, that's about right. We're always ahead of our time.
Yeah, always.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening
to
Southwest
behind?
Florida's most
I'll be behind.
Yeah, we were always Martini. Behind our times.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, November 18th.
Double M, double X, I.
Tell it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
You know, there's been an awful lot of talk about Vermont on this show.
Yeah.
What do you suppose the tallest building in Vermont is?
I don't know. I'll bet you that there's not a very tall building in Vermont. There's nothing real big.
Well, something's got to be the tallest.
I don't know. It's not that big.
The tallest building in Vermont is an 11-story apartment building in Burlington that is 124 feet tall.
Ooh.
Yeah. Penthouse, baby.
Yeah. Living in luxury.
Yeah. I'm actually above treetop level.
There it is.
Yeah, that's ugly.
It is.
I wouldn't live there.
Nope.
The shortest commercial flight in the world is in Scotland. And if you have a drop of Caucasian blood in you and you do one of those DNA tests about your ancestry,
yeah,
they tell you that every white person is from the Orkney Islands.
Yeah, if you get those things, yep.
And that's where our flight is.
What, a little puddle jumper?
Yeah, it's between two of the Orkney Islands in Scotland, and the flight lasts a whopping 90 seconds in the air.
Not even time for beverage service.
I wonder if they let you leave your seatbelt off.
No.
Wonder if you can smoke. It's only 90 seconds.
No, you can't wait 90 seconds before you spark one up.
Well, there's something about being able to do it in the air.
There used to be.
What would you guess would be the beer that receives the overall worst rating worldwide?
Worldwide?
Yes.
Answer me this. Can we get it in America?
Easily available.
Natty Light.
You are correct. What do you suppose is the second worst overall rated beer in the world?
I don't know.
Natty Ice.
Ah! Gotta drink it cold.
Mm-hmm.
Very cold.
Well, think about it this way. Natty Light, when there's nothing else available and it's cold.
Think Natty Light.
I saw this a couple of days ago, and I found it interesting. A new study by Science found that snapping your fingers is the fastest thing a human body can do. And it's faster than you might think. Scientists at Georgia Tech found it takes just 7 milliseconds to snap your fingers. That's about 3 times faster than a baseball pitcher's arm is moving when they release the ball. Go ahead, do it again. That is 20 times faster than the blink of an eye.
I don't, really?
Yeah, the study went really in-depth, looked at whether or not gloves of different materials would make us better.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is no. Our natural skin is perfect for it and provides just the right amount of friction.
There you go.
Can you do a triple snap?
I hear two.
There's three.
What a dork. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we pick on Junior a lot. And I would like to acknowledge, you know, the positive things that he does. Okay. And I think he had one hell of an observation. That what we're operating on, the level we're operating on,
yeah,
is equivalent to fifth grade 1946. I agree with that.
Yes.
Let's hear that. Let's hear that triple again.
Oh, that was impressive.
Yeah. See that?
I wish they had the visual.
That's why I want a camera in there.
You use your pinky, ring finger, and middle finger. Bada bing, bada boom.
And that's come in handy when?
Like at jazz shows. I could do it with, you know, both hands, you know?
Oh, like at those, like where they only serve coffee and cocaine?
Or like whenever I go to like a Def Jam poetry event or something.
Yeah, yeah. Where they only serve coffee and cocaine.
And cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a dork.
A man in Arizona named Jed Motley played high school football back in the 90s, evidently was pretty good at it, and earned a Letterman jacket in 1994. The school ordered him one, but it turns out, sadly, his mom simply couldn't afford it. Didn't have the money to pay for a Letterman jacket. And I mean, it's no joke. Joe says they wanted something like $300 for it.
Oh, sure. Those nice wool and leather Letterman jackets, they're expensive.
So, you know, life goes on. Jed never got his Letterman jacket. All his buddies got one, but he never did. It turns out the school did order one, but they held on to it when he couldn't pay. Recently, his brother was browsing in a thrift shop and could not believe it when he saw a Letterman jacket from the school where Jed played football. And he thought, you know, wouldn't that be a thoughtful move by me, his brother, to pick him up a Letterman jacket from his high school
so he'd all that time
finally come full circle. When he looked closer, his jaw dropped when he saw that not only is it the right school, it's actually his brother's jacket with his name and jersey number on it.
Very cool.
It is in mint condition. It's never been worn and still has the tag.
Wonder what they were getting for it at the thrift shop.
Well, we know it was north of 300 back in 1994. His brother kept his mouth shut and snapped it up at the thrift store for $45.
Right on. No, those are expensive.
That's some nice luck.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he really needs it, too.
Yeah, it looks like he could use a
boost.
Yep. Yeah. Put the jacket on. Maybe he'll put down the bottle.
Yeah. Maybe get a haircut. And
yep. Cop a shave.
Yep. Because all these years, that's all he thought about.
Yep, that jacket. Damn jacket.
Oh, it's that time of year again,
it
Stan.
It sure is, Haney.
Time for the Worst Passwords of the Year Awards.
Yeah, this always reminds me to change mine.
And, well, no sense in trying to build up suspense. We have some returning champions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and password.
Right on.
An up-and-coming bad password is boo-boo. People like that a lot.
Boo-boo.
Every year, a company goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked on the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable ones that people like to use. So again, by far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and password, without a doubt, the champions. But we did have some good runner-ups. 1111111. Sunshine.
Ah.
Football. Soccer. Monkey. The deceptive password one.
Ah, yeah.
Princess. And unknown. Others include Superman, Cookie, LinkedIn, Whatever, Let Me In, and Muffin.
That is something special. At one time or another, Junior had every one of those passwords.
No, I always make really complicated passwords.
Like what?
Let's see. HaneyIsadick. One.
Yeah, mine's Cabinet Slammer 69.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most.
Oh, wait, that's my Twitter handle.
Mark Haney.
Bill. A 59-year-old Florida woman named Susan Mae Shepherd was arrested on Halloween for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
She was thrown into a local holding cell at the local jail. She did not like it there because, according to her, it was a bit scary. So, she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Come up with an escape plan.
Well, yeah. You caught behind the bars, man. You got to figure out escape.
So she did the only thing she could do.
What?
She got creative like inmates do. What tools do I have at my disposal? She went to work removing the metal underwiring from her bra.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And used it to make numerous tiny scrape marks into the glass on the bottom of the door.
Oh, yeah.
The master plan was apparently to escape the jail by crawling out of the small opening in the cell door feet first. That's a process that might have taken years, and she was committed. But remember, she's in a local holding cell for a DUI charge.
Right. Not going to be there very long. Oh, jeez.
She was caught before she could make any significant progress on the breakout attempt. Now, the good news for Susan is that they really hadn't planned to keep her there, and she is currently free on $10,500 bond. The bad news is that scraping the glass with her underwire from her bra,
yeah,
that's gonna paste a felony on her for attempt to escape and a misdemeanor for criminal mischief.
How does that gene pool survive until 2021? That should have died off a long time ago. Look,
she watched Shawshank Redemption one too many times.
Well,
try to pull an Andy Dufresne.
How many people have D after their name? Name one good thing, Stan.
I can't.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, November 18th.
Double M, double X, I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Any chance we can get an encore on that finger popping?
On the triple?
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
It's a little dry.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it wet? Not the same.
It is. It's a little perspiration.
Sounds like a horsey.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news and loads of entertainment. We're Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Thursday with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck in at 6 o'clock to take you through your Thursday evening. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We'll start in North Fort Myers at one of our favorite locations for a crash, North Cleveland Avenue and North Key Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Down closer to us, crash, 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Walmart. Got one here for you, Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Parkdale Boulevard and State Road 82. And one more, it's in Bonita, crash via DeVarcy Drive and Imperial Parkway. And you are up to date.
You know, Stan, I'd like to dedicate a song to our own Junior.
Oh,
and
okay.
Why don't you leave his mic open in case he feels like jamming?
Join in? All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
My fingers are tired.
Tired?
Yeah, I can't feel him.
You gotta keep going.
Like when he plays the drums.
tires out?
Yep.
Well, I feel it in my forearms.
Ow.
Slow it down.
Got to keep up with the time. Come on. 2, 3, 4.
I'm getting cramps.
And that's a real good sign. Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. It's banger, pop, popping time. Let's pop them. Yeah.
I'm done.
Let's do some finger popping.
My fingers hurt.
You only had 10 seconds, and you had to quit.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Haney, let's do it again. Let's do it one more time.
Like we did last summer?
Yeah.
No, I'm laying it out.
Oh, come on.
I'm laying it out this round. Can't go any further. I'm cramping.
Okay.
Right. But see, if you just kept quiet, it was almost over.
That's fine now, man. Let it ride out. You know, there's already snapping in this track.
Yeah, where you can join in.
Yeah, you know, there's no sense in overdubbing. No, but you gotta do the triple snap.
Oh, I can't do that.
No, you're not sophisticated.
The only one that can do that.
You're the only one.
I know. It's called talent. Yeah. Try it sometime.
You're the only one that's been fisted.
Yeah. What? Classic comedy. Is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com. I knew I was too young to be getting married because people kept telling me that I was. I had so many people that were like, I got married at 25. Don't know if I'd do that again. I'm like, aren't you guys still together? They're like, yeah. I had a woman at one of my shows yell at me from the audience. She goes, you should really wait till you're 27 to get married. I said, why 27? She goes, because that's when your frontal lobe is finished developing in your brain. That's when your brain's done. 27. Yeah, what a mean fact to yell at someone. It's like, oh, you think you're happy, Scarecrow? Why don't you wait a beat till the wizard gives you a brain? I've been drinking since noon. Make me laugh. But I Googled it, and that fact is real. And that fact is proof that God is a man, because who else would finish your boobs years before your brain? You're telling me no one up in heaven's like, hey, God, are you going to finish the brain today? Because you keep putting it off, and it seems important. He's like, this is important! I'm going to make one of them bigger for like 8 years.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. What's one of the most awkward situations you have ever been put in? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Nancy.
Nancy, what's one of the most awkward situations you've ever been put in?
I was at a pool party one time, and I'm sitting in the hot tub with some other people. I don't know all of them. And I had a swimsuit on, I think was a little bit too threadbare, perhaps, to be wearing any longer. When I went to get up off the stair, my entire backside of my swimsuit shredded and opened up like a nylon.
Oh.
And I had to slowly back out of the pool and beg someone to quickly get me a towel, and the rest I don't remember because it was a walk of shame out of the pool party.
You were mortified.
I was mortified. Well,
let me ask you this, though. Did everybody around the pool applaud?
I think I got a little round of applause.
All right on. Appreciate the call. Thanks. That's a good one. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan, how you doing? I'm going to stay anonymous.
Okay, if you wish, you can stay anonymous. Most awkward situation you've been in.
Okay, the situation was when I was younger, I was working at a company that used to make microfiche. You and I are around the same age, so you probably remember putting little writings on the cards, maybe not.
Yeah.
But there were two girls there that I was friends with. And what happened was is that everybody else went out to lunch, and it was just me and the two girls. And the, one of the girls came up to me and said, me and my friend want to in the bathroom right now. I was so taken aback, and I, you know, and I was young. I said, oh, you guys are just fooling around. She goes, no, I'm serious. We really want to do it right now. And I didn't do it. That was one of the,
oh, come was, on. Haney, what's the motto? And you, it's true.
You can never regain a lost. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. I mean, that's extreme. But he knows you'll think about it the rest of your life.
Opportunity lost.
You will remember that over the times you were successful.
Yep.
You can forget those, but you never
forget a lost.
Mm. It'll stick with you the rest of your life.
277-9600. Question of the week. What's one of the most awkward situations you've ever been put in?
It's like if you're a cornerback in the NFL and you got tape after tape of you picking it off, running it in for a touchdown, the times you got burned.
Yep.
Those are the ones you remember.
Time you get butterfingers right there in the end zone.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Beth. How you guys doing?
Hi, Beth.
I hear you calling.
What's one of the most awkward situations you've ever been put in?
Well, back in 1989, I was living and working on Sanibel Island.
Oh, beautiful.
And, yeah, we got married there and decided to have our reception at Kathy Bell. And as part of that package, we got accommodations that night. So that was awesome because we had a lot of friends and family and
sure.
out of state.
Sure.
So we stayed at Kathy Bell and told everybody, hey, come to the pool the next day. Let's have mimosas. Let's party. We're just going to carry on the celebration. So we did. And I decided I'm going to do a flip off the diving board, right? And I've got this cute little string bikini. It's a tube top, though. So I do the flip. I get up out of the water.
Love a tube top.
I'm walking on the pool deck. And my husband is, like, pointing to his chest. And I'm getting some whistles and some whoop-whoops. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm looking fine today. And then I see this mom, like, throw her hands over her little boy's eyes. And I look down. And my bathing suit top was around my waist.
You know what? And I said,
and
to the,
she thought this was an appreciation for the dive.
As I said to the previous caller, I mean, at least she got some whistles and maybe a little applause and stuff. So that ought to make you.
I heard that story, and I thought I got to call then and let her know she's not alone.
Now, would you recommend that as a great way to start the marriage?
I was highly impressed. Even my entry was good. Like,
all
there
right.
was very little. Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Oh, all right, we're out of. Damn it, we're out of time. If you'd like to answer
starting
our question.
Starting things with a bang there.
Yeah. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, don't text me because I'm not going to be able to read them. Email us and I'll be able to read them on the air. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.